Title: Attorney General Bondi's Day 1 Orders for DOJ. Content: Shortly after her confirmation, and just after her swearing-in by Associate Justice Clarence Thomas, U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi issued 14 memoranda that seek to reform the Department of Justice by rescinding prior guidance, issuing new guidance, and establishing new priorities for the nation's chief law enforcement and prosecuting agency. We examine below the actions taken by Attorney General Bondi. Elimination of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Day 2 of the memos focus on the elimination of prior diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, efforts at the department and in the private sector. These directives stem from President Trump's executive order on January 21, 2025 concerning ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity. The first memo requires a LL department materials that encouraged or permitted race or sex-based preferences as a method of compliance with federal civil rights laws to be rescinded and replaced with new guidance. The second memo directs the DOJ's Civil Rights Division to investigate, eliminate, and penalize illegal DEI and DEIA preferences, mandates, policies, programs, and activities in the private sector and in educational institutions that receive federal funds. For a full summary of the DOJ's focus on DEI, go to the blog post by our colleagues in Labor and Employment. Immigration. This memo directs the DOJ to withhold federal funding from and pursue enforcement actions against sanctuary cities. The memo cites 8 U.S.C. 1373, which provides that state or location jurisdictions may not prohibit or in any way restrict any government entity or official from sending to or receiving from the Immigration and Naturalization Service information regarding the citizenship or immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual. The memo warns that any sanctuary cities that violate this statute will receive a cut in federal funding. Elimination of cartels. This memo directs DOJ personnel to focus its efforts to eliminate cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs. The memo identifies various enforcement mechanisms and resources that may be used in carrying out the directive. Notably, the memo calls for the department to shift the focus of its prosecutions under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA, to the criminal operations of cartels and TCO. Additionally, the memo removes the requirement that the fraud section of the criminal division handle all investigations and prosecutions under the FCPA, now permitting any U.S. attorney's office to initiate charges with only 24 hours of advance notice to main justice required. It is unclear whether, and to what degree, DOJ will continue its pending corporate investigations and prosecutions and/or initiate new ones. Joint Task Force, October 7th. This memo focuses on the creation of the Joint Task Force October 7th to seek justice for victims of the October 7th, 2023 terrorist attack in Israel and address ongoing anti-Semitic threats in the United States. Charging, pleas negotiations, etc. This memo outlines general policy regarding charging, plea negotiations, and sentencing for prosecutors. It lays out the department's criminal enforcement, including immigration enforcement, human trafficking and smuggling, transnational organized crime, cartels, and gangs, and protection of law enforcement personnel. The memo also disbands the Foreign Influence Task Force and the National Security Division's Corporate Enforcement Unit. The guidance is now to charge the most serious, readily provable offense, defined as those with the most significant mandatory minimum sentences and the most substantial recommendation under the sentencing guidelines. Zealous advocacy on behalf of the U.S. This memo directs DOJ to zealously defend the interest of the United States. The memo emphasizes the responsibilities DOJ attorneys have to enforce the laws of the United States, but also highlights their responsibility to vigorously defend presidential policies and actions against legal challenges on behalf of the United States. This memo suggests discipline for DOJ attorneys that decline to sign briefs or appear in court on personal grounds or otherwise delay or impede the department's mission. Recession of Biden administration guidance. Three of the memos roll back specific directives made by former Attorney General Merrick Garland.